I'm muted when I come on.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
I hear you loud and clear. Christy, are you hearing us? Hello, Felix. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. What about you?
Loud and clear.
Very good.
Is it nice to get in your own beds when you guys got home Wednesday night?
Man.
I tell you what, it's next time I'm going to bring my tent.
I didn't want to get up Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And I've got one more elk hunt for the month. So my buddy's son, he's a 15-year-old, he got a tag. And I got one more little antelope tag buddy of mine called me last night. We'll take him out east tomorrow. We can't find an antelope for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that lady, the commissioner, bought the turkey hunt. Boy, she's excited.
She's a good lady. Elizabeth is, she's going to enjoy it down here.
Yeah, her dad's going to be coming from Arkansas for that. So.
Yeah.
So good deal. Hello, Pam, can you hear us?
Good afternoon, I can hear you.
All right, see Paula on the call and Christy, how are you guys?
Doing good. It's Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Luis. Hi, everybody. How about that? Hi, everybody.
I know Phil can hear us because he's smiling over there. All right, everybody. It's 2:30. Phil, are you ready, sir?
I am ready, Commissioner.
Okay. We'll call this work session to order. It's Friday, December 3rd, 2:30 p.m. Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in the invocation today?
Yes, sir. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we look toward the end of this month in 2021, Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon Los Animas County and this group of representatives. May we continue to represent you wholeheartedly, one day at a time. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in a pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I am here. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, no changes.
Entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second agenda. I mean, second the motion. Here. Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
It's only coffee in the cup, too.
Item two, new business, considerations of Fisher's Peak Recreation and Impact Study requests or proposal. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, we submitted responses to an RFQ for a recreational impact study from the Fisher's Peak impacts that we're anticipating. Three consulting firms responded, MIG, Groundworks, and THK. Myself, Mike Valentine with the City of Trinidad, Wade Shelton with Trust for Public Land, and Matt Morehead with Nature Conservancy conducted interviews today with those three firms or consulting firms. And our consensus is that the board consider entering into the services of THK. All three firms interviewed well. THK is much more familiar with the City of Trinidad and Los Angeles County since they're actually working on the master plan, Fisher's Peak Master Plan. They're doing a number of studies for the City of Trinidad. And also I was impressed that they're familiar with the wormhole trail that the city has, the bike races, the perhaps upcoming Cuchada Park, and what those economic impacts will look like in our area, or how they may or may not affect our area. They had a whole number of other things that, frankly, the other two firms didn't even address. And it would take some time, it's the opinion of our group, the partners, it would take some time for those other consulting firms to get up to speed where it appears that THK could hit the ground running, and therefore we wouldn't be using taxpayers' dollars that have been used to match a DOLA grant to get those other companies up to speed. THK would be hitting the ground running.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. This time we'll take any questions we have from our board. Commissioner Lopez.
Yes, Mr. Dorenkamp, what is the amount of the award?
The amount of the grant award as it sits right now is $150,000, and then four partners kicked in another $150,000, $50,000 from the city, $50,000 from the county, and then $50,000 from TLP and TNC combined, so $25,000 each from them at this point.
And my next question, Mr. Dorenkamp, would be, what are the deliverables and what is the time window that they have to deliver that on the specifications?
That is going to be discussed further if the board decides to go with them via the contract. But the deliverables, they had told us they're going to be developing an economic study, strategies for the project, communication, community, and public engagement, including diversity and equity and inclusion of some of the underserved and other minority communities.
My last comment is, obviously when we get into the final contract and agreement, we'll have our legal counsel review all the language before we sign any documentation, correct? Or by us approving this, we enter automatically into a contractual legal binding agreement?
No, Commissioner, and please, Pam, chime in here if I'm misstating this. All you're doing is entering into agreeing to use THK, since they are the ones who the group selected or made recommendations for the commissioners to enter into services with. And then the contract negotiations come after that. Okay. And then we'll run those past Attorney Nelson.
Sorry, Phil's correct. You have three options, and the point of today's meeting is to determine which option or which firm to proceed entering into a contract with. But all of the legal contract will be fully reviewed and then presented to the board at a separate meeting from today.
Thank you. Okay, Commissioner Hess, do you have any questions?
No, just a comment. You know, we've been working pretty closely with Kevin Shanks with THK there at the Fisher Peak Master Planning Group that I'm a part of. And I'm very impressed with their capabilities. So
thank you, Commissioner. I see we have City Clerk Audra Garrett on the call. Mrs. Garrett, you have any comments that you would like to discuss today with the board?
Thank you, Commissioner. No, I don't. I wanted just to listen in and see if this was going to advance on behalf of the mayor.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Garrett. I have no other questions. I want to just make a comment as well and thank all four partners, the city, Trust for Public Lands, and the Nature Conservancy, and our staff here at the county for doing their due diligence, spending time reviewing the presentations and the applications and interview process, for doing that on our behalf. And moving forward, I also like to state that I think this is a great venture for the city and the county and the, all the partners moving forward with this study. And I'm glad to see this coming to fruition and moving forward. So at this time, if there are no other comments or questions, we'll entertain a motion, please.
I would move to approve THK or Los Angeles County and the partners enter into a contract with THK for the Fisher Peak Impact Study RFQ.
I'm second.
Am I right?
So you're not entering into a contract. I believe what is on in front of you today is whether or not to select them and move forward to consider a contract with them.
Okay, I'll make that motion, what you said.
I second the motion to approve and select THK as the consultant for the Fisher Peak Ranch.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, and thank you all once again for being part of this and doing your efforts and hard work. We appreciate it very much. At this time, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
I move to adjourn this meeting.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.